Tim Walz questions if deporting illegal alien child molester he pardoned made the community safer. By Hannah Knudsen on July 16, 2026. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., offered a bizarre response to the Trump administration deporting an illegal immigrant child molester he tried to protect, asking if it actually improved the idea that we can't all be judged by our worst day. Walz made the remarks after Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, deported an illegal alien convicted of repeatedly sexually abusing a child for several years. This individual, Tolu Vang hailing from Laos, received a pardon from Walz prior to his deportation. He was convicted of repeatedly sexually abusing a girl from 2002 to 2004, abuse which began when she was only 10 years old. An immigration judge ordered his deportation in 2006, meaning he lost the legal status he previously gained as a result of his heinous crimes. ICE arrested Tolu Vang in December, but a Minnesota judge ordered his release months later, in February. In June, Walz, along with Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, D., and Minnesota Supreme Court Chief Justice Natalie Hudson, pardoned him. However, the Trump administration stepped in and Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced Vang's deportation. State Department spokesman Tommy Pigott told Breitbart News Daily that Walz's decision to pardon the illegal immigrant child molester was completely inexplicable. "It really is inexplicable," Pigott said. "I mean, you had a pardon from Governor Tim Walz to try to shield this individual from deportation. And then what happened afterwards is Secretary Rubio moving then to revoke the legal status of this individual. And then you have our colleagues at DHS, Department of Homeland Security, and ICE quickly moving to remove this individual from the country so he can never threaten another American ever again." Pigott said he was unable to explain Walz's logic, and it seems Walz was unable to explain himself either. Speaking about the deportation of this child molester, the failed Democrat vice presidential candidate asked, "Did that make us any safer? Did that make the children that are left behind any more stable?" he asked, continuing with obvious questions. "Did it improve the idea that we can't all be judged by our worst day?" Walz asked, trying to make it clear that he views those crimes as horrific crimes, asserting that they often are. "I can tell you in these pardons, one of the overriding factors that continuously influences the decision, certainly of me, I can't speak for the rest of the board, but looks like that, depends on where the victims are at," Walz said, according to KSTP. "This case exposes the depravity of the radical left. They will literally pardon child rapists and defy federal law to protect criminal illegals," the White House said in a press release. Walz and Ellison stood with a monster who preyed on a 10-year-old girl. The Trump administration stands with American families.